Reformed Church.
You know, I've been talking about giving on and off for the past few weeks, and so this, I just want to sort of tack this on the end. There is a term in the church where people will say that we are blessed to be a blessing, but that is taken from Genesis 12, verse 2, when God was speaking to Abram, and it is a misinterpretation of that verse to say that we are blessed to be a blessing, because truthfully, the reason why God has blessed us in any area, and truthfully, what works in power to wealth in that area of the inheritance really should apply in any area of the inheritance, because Jesus provided sort of like everything that we have through Jesus is received the same way, was provided through the same cross, and it all operates the same, right? So there aren't unique rules for receiving healing or for receiving power to wealth. The rules aren't unique. It's all through Jesus, through faith in him, right? We know that. So when it comes to power to wealth, just like in any area, you are not blessed because God knows that you will be a blessing. That's actually, if you believe that you're blessed to be a blessing, that sort of feeds into the notion that it's because God knows that you'll give, that he'll give to you. Or it's because God knows that you'll be a blessing to somebody else, and that's why he blesses you. But we don't, for instance, we don't so much in the church practice that when it comes to salvation, when it comes to first receiving Jesus. We wouldn't say that Jesus only saved your life just because he knew that you were going to witness to other people. That's the only reason why Jesus saved you. We would say that Jesus saved me, sure, and now that I am saved, I can tell other people about what I've received, and I can sort of spread that. So it's like, you know, that is true, but it's not the motivation for why God blesses you. The motivation for God blessing you is because you seek him and you believe him. The Bible says that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So with that verse, what you can even sort of take from that verse is that God is not rewarding you and obviously that reward is not referring to reward for good works. It's a reward for Jesus' work. But God does not reward you based on what you'll do for other people. He says he rewards you specifically because you sought him. And if you were the only one on earth that sought him, God would reward you specifically. So there's reward to getting to know the Lord, and it's not a reward just because, okay, I'm only giving this to you so you can give it to somebody else. But Genesis 12, 2, though, it says, this is, again, him speaking to Abram. It says, and I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. That verse doesn't say that God was blessing Abram so that he would be a blessing, or that he was blessing him based off the fact that he knew that Abram would be a blessing. The motivation for God blessing Abram was not anything that Abraham was going to do for anyone else. His motivation was just that he was going to bless Abram because, as you see in Genesis 15, Abraham believed God. And if Abraham believed God, then you are blessed. Now, as a secondary thing, what ends up happening is when you're blessed, you can be a blessing to somebody else. So like what Jesus said is, freely you have received, freely give. But there's a difference between saying freely you have received, and just so you know, when he was talking there, he wasn't talking about power to wealth or anything like that. He was just talking about, healing the sick and raising the dead and casting out devils. And he said, freely you have received, freely give. There's a difference between saying, I have freely received, and therefore I can freely give, versus saying, God caused me to freely receive because I would freely give. Like the motivation, the intention of God, it wasn't based on your giving to somebody else that he first gave to you. Because then what ends up happening is, there's actually an article that will be posted at some point soon called Salvation on Credit. And what that actually ends up being is you're still receiving by works. It's just that you're not receiving by works that you've done, you're receiving by works that you will do, right? So it's like kind of God giving it to you on credit. Like, I'll give it to you, and we'll say it's by grace, and we'll say it's, you know, through Jesus, and we'll say that it's free. But if God blesses you so that you will do something with that, it's like, again, it's sort of like loan to you, and I'm not blessing you based on works you've done, I'm blessing you based on works that you will do. So this, again, there's just a difference between being blessed based on those future works versus being blessed, and now that I'm blessed, I have something to give to somebody else. everything that the Lord has given us on the inside, the grace of God, the Bible says, is seed to the sower and bread to the eater. That means God has given you so much on the inside of you that it is enough for you to give, and it's enough for you to consume yourself. It's not that God gave you his grace based on the fact that you would give to somebody else, but it's so excessive that you can give to other people. Again, freely you have received, freely give, means you have enough power, raising from the dead power, healing the sick power on the inside of you, for you to be healed. But God wants to multiply that through you so that you can receive for yourself and also freely give to other people. And it's the same thing with finances. So I'll pretty much just stop with this. But being blessed and being a blessing, one is not based on the other. But God has blessed us, though, and all the blessings of God, whether that's talking about healing the sick, raising the dead, or whether that's talking about power to get wealth, the way that this translates into wealth is that God simply wants to multiply your wealth so that you have enough for you and an excess for every good work. Again, not that it's based on the work, but that is a purpose, though, for the blessing of God in our life. Being a blessing to other people is part of kind of what God had in mind when he gave us all that we have. It's not solely for our use, but God made sure that we always had an excess of grace on the inside of us so that we had enough to be able to give to other people as well. And because the wealth that we receive is sort of, it's tied to the grace of God, it's tied to the power of God. When the power of God multiplies in our finances, that's his purpose, that's his sort of, I should say, goal for our finances, is that it's multiplied excessively so that we can take care of our needs, but then we can also be effective in every good work with our finances. This is why, too, a lot of times when we pray, I mentioned this recently, we sort of always just pray, like, Lord, you know what, if you can just fix this one problem in my life, you know, just do this, Lord. You know, this is really the main issue, just fix this. But when you do that, you're not acknowledging the whole seed to the sower, bread to the eater concept. That God is never, his intention is never to just, oh, let me just multiply grace unto you for that particular area. Just let me fix that one need, and then, you know, that'll be enough. Even, again, when the grace of God multiplied the bread and the fish with the feeding of the 4,000 or the feeding of the 5,000, that actually was power to wealth working there, right? That was the grace of God, the spiritual blessings, multiplying physical possessions, right? But you see that when he multiplied their physical possessions, he did have them eat first, and he did feed them, but he continued to multiply so that they had enough to give. The purpose of God isn't just to bless us so that we are blessed. That is his purpose, but his purpose is to have given us an excess both on the inside of us and also to manifest that through us so that we can be a blessing to somebody else. I think that's an awesome example of how God, as I said recently, didn't miscalculate when he was multiplying the loaves for the 5,000. The Holy Spirit consciously continued to multiply the loaves beyond what they needed. And that is really, if we're going to pray for something, you say, you know what, Lord, multiply your grace unto me in this area. But know, though, that when you're praying, don't have sort of a closed mind to say, well, multiply this for my needs, because that's never God's intention. God's intention is to always multiply his grace in any area so that you are fully fed, you're getting bread to the eater, and you have enough to give to somebody else as well. And specifically, I'll just stop here with finances. When you're praying to the Lord about even your finances or something, or just believing correctly regarding your finances, desire of God, pray that, you know, Lord, I want you to multiply my finances, because not just so that I have enough in this area, or I can pay this bill, or I can pay this debt off, I want enough finances to be able to do whatever I need for myself and have all sufficiency in all things, but also to have an excess for every good work so I'm not hindered in any good work that you want me to do, because it's both. Again, not that the blessing of God is conditioned on that giving, but the goal of God with blessing us in any area, including in our finances, is so that we can also be a blessing. That's sort of another purpose of the blessing of God in our life. So it's just to broaden your mind when you're seeking the Lord. God, you have enough excess on the inside of you for you and everybody else in this whole world. So just broaden your mind beyond that and know that it's not based on you being a blessing, but it's certainly one of the goals and purposes of the grace of God in your life is so that you can be a blessing to other people as well and to give to any good work that the Lord wants you to give to. So anyway, it's just kind of a mind-broadening way to think.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.